This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
دروس من المسجد النبوي الشريف.
In English.
In English.
In English.
When I ask you a question, I want you to think about this before you answer. How many times in the Quran does Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically speak about the month of Ramadan? Yeah? Once. That's correct. The ayat that deal with fasting all come in Surah Al-Baqarah. There's an interesting point, and that is that the first three ayat, Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about how the fasting was prescribed for the previous nations, and it has been prescribed for us. He mentioned some of the rulings for those who are sick or those who are traveling. He then says that شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن is the month of Ramadan in which the Quran was revealed, to the end of that ayah. Then there's a fourth ayah, and then Allah that doesn't talk directly about fasting. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes back to the subject of fasting, and he says, أُحِلَّ لَكُمْ لَيْلَةَ الصِّيَامِ الرَّفَثُ إِلَىٰ نِسَائِكُمْ, to the end of the ayah. It is permitted for you to go to your wives intimately during the nights of fasting. That fourth ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about something very important, and it is الدُّعَاء. الدُّعَاء. Calling upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, invoking Him, supplicating to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. If my servants ask you about me, know that I am near, I am close, I am qareeb. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِي إِذَا دَعَانِ. I answer the call of the one who calls upon me when he calls upon me. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُ لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي. So let them seek the answer from me. Let them call upon me and seek that answer, and let them believe in me. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. So that they can be guided to the straight path, and so that they can be guided along a straight way. The scholars of tafsir mention that there is a very fine, subtle point in mentioning dua in the middle of these ayat that are talking about the rulings of fasting. That is because the month of Ramadan should be a month of dua. The person who is fasting, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in authentic hadith, that there are three categories of people, three types of people whose dua, whose supplication and whose invocations are not rejected. And from amongst them is the fasting person, when he breaks his fast, and in another narration, until he breaks his fast. So the person who is fasting should be keen to make dua. I mentioned that point as a reminder that in this month of Ramadan, you should be very keen to make dua as much as possible and learn new dua. Learn the duas that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to make. Because there's no doubt that there's no one who called upon their Lord better than the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There's nothing that you can say that is better than what the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam himself said. So some people make personal dua, which is fine. I mean, they make dua for whatever it is that is concerning them or for their family members. But recognize that the dua of the Prophet ﷺ was very comprehensive and inclusive of most of the things that we're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for more specifically. So when you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a good job and a salary raise, and a nice car, and a beautiful house, and a nice family. All of this, if you just said, رَبَّنَا أَتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً. All of that's included. Allah, give us the good of this life. Good job is from the good of this life. Nice home is from the good of this life. Beautiful spouse, nice children, good friends, this is from the good of this life. Except that it's more inclusive, because it includes that and everything else that is from the good of this life. If you just said, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً, give us the good of the hereafter. We want Jannah. We don't want to be punished. وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ, save us from the punishment of the fire. So those three statements would have been, have included everything that, and you could have thought to ask for. Now there's no harm, of course, in asking for anything that you want. And as a matter of fact, it used to come, some of the companions and those who followed them, they used to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for things that we may look at as being insignificant. If the strap on their sandal broke, they would ask Allah azza wa jalla to aid them in repairing it. You know, for the little things. إِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ, my servants ask about me, know that I am near. So what I'm going to do bi-idhnillah, what I plan to do, and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to aid me in this, is that every day that we have class here, we're going to learn a dua from the comprehensive du'as that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to make. And if you take this as a sunnah for yourself in Ramadan, every day, you learn a new dua, and you're going to learn 29 or 30 new du'as every year. And after a 10-year period, you'll have 300, inshallah. And you can make them all of the time.